Chapter 9. Skin Diving. "That's interesting," Ramona says to the pitch darkness as I choke on a throatful of stinging cold seawater. "I didn't know you could do that." My chest is burning, and it feels like ice picks are shoving at my eardrums as I begin to thrash around. I can feel my heart pounding like a trip hammer as the fear grips me like a straitjacket. I manage to bang one elbow on the side of the tunnel, a sharp stab of pain amidst the black pressure. "Stop struggling!" Slim arms slide around my chest. Her heart is hammering as she hugs me to her, pulling my face between her breasts. She drags me down like a mermaid engulfing a drowning sailor, and I stiffen, panicking as I begin to exhale. Then we're in a bigger space. I can feel it opening up around me, and suddenly I don't need to breathe anymore. I can feel her, our, gills soaking in the cool, refreshing water, like air off a spring meadow, and I can feel her borrowed underwater freedom again. "Where are we?" I ask, shuddering. "What the hell was that?"
"We're right under the platform's central deflection circuit. I figure it throttled our link while we were passing through."
My eyes are starting to adjust, and I can see a diffuse green twilight. A black ceiling squats above us, rough and pitted as I run my fingertips across it. The tunnel is a square opening in the middle of a room-sized dome under the middle of the flat ceiling. Off to the sides, I can just about see other black silhouettes, support pillars of some sort that vanish into the murk below. Beyond them, the turbidity speaks of open seas.
"I thought it was poured onto the bottom." "No, the reef comes to within meters of the surface, but offshore it falls away rapidly. The bottom hereabouts is nearly 60 meters down. They built it on the edge of an undersea cliff and jacked it off the bottom with those pillars."
"Right, right." I experiment, pushing off and swimming a little distance away from her until the tightness in my chest begins to return. I can make it to about 8 meters out on my own, down here in the penumbra of the coastal defense ward. I turn and drift slowly back towards her.
"What was it you were wanting to tell me, before we got interrupted?"
Her face is a ghostly shade in the twilight.
"No time. The bad guys are coming."
"Bad guys?" I hear a distant churning rumble and look up, out from under the poured concrete ceiling.
"Let me see. They've got spear guns?" "Good guess, monkey boy. Follow me."
She swims out towards one of the pillars, and I follow hastily, afraid of being left behind by our bubble of entangled metabolic processes. The pillar is as thick as my torso, rough poured concrete covered with lumpy barnacles and shells, and a few weird growths that might be baby corals. Beyond it, the open sea. Greenness above us. We must be at least 10 meters down, and darkness below. Ramona pulls her knees up and rolls head down, then kicks, spearing into the gloomy depths. I swallow, then turn and clumsily follow her. My inner ear is churning, but I can almost fool it into thinking I'm climbing alongside the fat gray pillar. I feel a bit breathless, but not too bad, all things considered.
"Are you doing okay?" I ask.
"I'm okay."
Ramona's inner voice is tense, like she's breathing for two of us.
"Slow down, then."
There's a great beige wall looming behind us in the gloom, bulging close to the pillar. In the distance, I see the streamlined torpedo silhouettes of hunting fishes.
"Let's get between the pillar and the cliff face.